Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Big story in Major League Baseball with the Marlins. At least 13 positive tests. I immediately said, we got to get Anthony Watrado, senior writer, senior Major League Baseball writer with Forbes on the show. Longtime friend of the show. Good friend of mine. How you doing, Watrado?
I'm good, Canzano. How are you doing, man?
Really good to hear your voice, man. What was your reaction when you saw the Marlins in this fiasco?
Here we go. We knew it was going to happen. You know, everybody kind of either tweeted or wrote a column about when the 60-game season announcements happened and Major League Baseball didn't have a ton of clarity on what's going to happen with players who test positive or what happens if three or four players on a team test positive. And so it was just kind of, you know, okay, it's a matter of when this happens and not if. And then gauging Major League Baseball's reaction because they didn't have anything clear cut or concrete in place. It was just sort of, we're going to play it by ear. And that's what they're doing right now. And I think given all that we know about testing and when positive tests show up and false negatives and things like that, the fact that they haven't just said, okay, we're shutting down for the, you know, the next couple days at least, and then we're gonna reassess every day, is a little surprising. And they're telling, they continue to tell on themselves where the player health and safety was never the priority when trying to get this season off the ground. Never. If it were, then we'd have a stoppage now of more than just two games, and we wouldn't have expanded playoffs.
Do you put this on Rob Manfred? Do you put it on the owners, Players Association, all of the above? Because it looks silly given that, like, the NBA and some others look pretty buttoned up.
Yeah, I think so. I think a couple of things. I think they're living within the Players Union and Major League Baseball, I mean, are living within the confines of the country's response to the pandemic. And so whether you blame the government or you don't, the facts are the facts. And Major League Baseball, when they implemented this plan, knew that by this time in the season, there wasn't going to be a vaccine. It was going to be very unlikely that cases were going to be on the downhill and certain cities and certain states weren't going to be surging. They knew all this. They had this information at hand. I think the fact that they continue to push for this season and without concrete answers to serious questions, and not questions that were far-fetched, but ones that were very likely to have to be asked, I think they share the blame. I think the players union for saying we're gonna agree to this, and I think for trying to rush this season out of the gate and not having answers to so many real questions that are going to affect people, possibly, you know, very long term, because we don't know the full ramifications of this yet. But the fact that they have double-digit players on one team, and that's just that of what we know so far, testing positive, and they don't have a plan in place for the rest of the league is absurd.
Anthony Watrado is with us, senior Major League Baseball writer with Forbes. Does a terrific job and has for a long time in covering Major League Baseball. What happens now? Because I think we're in kind of a wait-and-see mode. Will Rob Manfred come forth with a big sweeping statement, take control of this narrative, or is it as, you know, Don Mattingly was, you know, out saying, look, we essentially just decided, the players decided they want to play. If you leave it to players, they're always going to want to play, aren't they?
Always, always. and that's why I thought it was silly for the franchise, the Marlins, Derek Jeter, to say, yeah, we'll just have a team meeting and see what they say about it. They're always going to say that they want to play, always. And I think that's where I think that's where there's blame on each individual organization as well as the players' union, because that shouldn't happen. And I think the fact that we've heard some managers, including Don Mattingly, say, oh, yeah, well, we're just kind of treating this like it's, you know, any other injury, and we're going from there. Well, this isn't any other injury. And I think the fact that you knew you had a decent number of players testing positive before Sunday's game and you still opted to play and put the other team at risk as well as more players, I think was completely irresponsible. And I've seen some tweets saying, you know, something there should be some sort of disciplinary action with the Marlins and Don Mattingly. I don't know. I would have to think about that a little bit more to see if I agree with that. But I think it has been handled in a very irresponsible way. And that starts at the top of Major League Baseball.
Anthony, as you look around kind of the opening of Major League Baseball, what storylines, non-COVID related, jumped out at you? Because if I'm baseball, I want the game to be speaking. I don't want test results to be speaking. So what's out there is a good story that's developing early as games start to be played?
You know, I we've had some outstanding pitching performances. I mean, we had a complete game on opening day. When's the last time that happened? You know, so I think some of the bigger performances are good. The fact that Giancarlo Stanton looks like he's back and healthy and he's smashing the baseball again is a good thing, because he plays for a major market team and he's one of the superstars of the game. I think that's good. And this isn't necessarily good news, but it takes the focus away from COVID. I think the other thing is you've got some superstar pitchers who are dealing with some things. Justin Verlander, Corey Kluber, Shohei Ohtani not recording an out in his first start back from Tommy John. Again, not necessarily positive cases, but it's news that can be written and talked about that's non-COVID related. And I think anything that brings the focus back to the field is good for Major League Baseball at this point.
Who do you like in a 60-game season, and how does that change, you know, as you sort of evaluate 162 versus 60? Is it just every game counts? You can't afford a 5 or 7-game losing streak?
Yeah, there's definitely that. I think, you know, obviously every team knows that. But I think when you look at this, it's a sprint. And I've heard some people in baseball say, no, that's not what it is. And I think they're trying to not diminish the regular season. But I think, you know, you look at what you had after 60 games last season. A team like the San Francisco Giants was well in the thick of things last season after 60 games. And it was the whole reason they kept Madison Bumgarner at the trade deadline. They finished, you know, nowhere near a playoff spot when it was all said and done. And then you have a team like the Washington Nationals who last season after 60 games weren't sniffing the playoffs, and they end up winning the World Series. So I think what you have here is if you can get out of the blocks quickly and have a good first few weeks, that can kind of carry you. I look at teams where you wouldn't necessarily say they're a playoff contending team, but maybe they're close, like the Chicago White Sox. I think that's a club that people should be aware of, because they're probably a little young, maybe a year or two shy of being a real contender in that division. But with the 60-game season, man, they get off to a pretty good start, and suddenly they're there. You know, I think the other thing to bring to, you know, focus too is that the playoff expansion now that happens at the 11th hour before the first pitch of the season means that half the league is getting in. And so a lot of these teams who wouldn't have had a chance before are going to get in. You're going to see probably a good handful of teams who are under 500 creep in.
Anthony Witrado with us, senior Major League Baseball writer with Forbes. Witrado, what are you looking for next? Are you waiting to see what happens with the Phillies, the Marlins, Manfred? What's the next domino?
Yeah, well, you know what? This is the thing with what they're doing, and they're saying they're going to test the Phillies, and, you know, if they don't have an outbreak, I guess then they're going to let them play going forward. Well, from what we know about this stuff, and like I said earlier, false negatives and positives not really being detectable early on, there's people on that team, personnel on that team, that may be infected right now and may be contagious right now and may get negative results on the test, and then they're going to go out there and be allowed to play. that's the dangerous thing. And I think that's where Major League Baseball is certainly putting money over the health and safety of the game and its people, because it's just not accurate enough this early on to say, oh, okay, yeah, the Phillies don't have anyone who tested positive. They can go out and play. I think if you have, by the end of this week, you know, 4 or 5 Phillies players who are now testing positive, that's going to be a really bad look on Major League Baseball, because they are going to allow them to go out there and play before that.
When does cancellation enter your mind?
Of the entire season?
Entire season. What would cause that?
I think if the Phillies have an outbreak. So we know there's double-digit players, at least that we know of, 11 to 13 from what we're hearing, at least that many on the Marlins. I think if the Phillies now have an outbreak, and I would consider that 5 players or more, let's just say, to put a number on it, I think at that point you have to seriously start considering not finishing this season, and you have to start considering that now.
Anthony Witrado, you're the best, man. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
All right, JC, anytime, man. Good to hear you.
There, you too. There's Witrado on Major League Baseball. Really good stuff there. And I'm kind of in the same thing. Like, I think baseball blew it, first of all, by not having a protocol. No plan. It's like, pandemic? You know, like, they didn't think. They didn't have a protocol for, if you have multiple players who test positive, here's what you do as a team. It was that turd was dropped in the lap of Don Mattingly, who very quickly in the Yankee way, sorry, Yankee fans, very quickly in the Yankee way said, we're going to play, or at least asked his players about how they felt, and they said they're going to play, and of course they are, and now Rod Manfred and baseball look stupid again. Baseball got so many problems. It's a fundamental problem. This is a eye-off-the-ball cultural issue that is going on with baseball that just keeps permeating itself and perpetuating itself. You know, here you got players and owners who aren't on the same page. Everybody laughs at you because you can't get your act together. Baseball should have been first, should have been a leader. But all these long-standing issues, mistrust between the union and the players, then they finally get it together. They finally, okay, we're going to play this season after going, we're not going to play. I'm not hopeful. They finally get it together, and it's like they're not paying attention to anything else that's going on. And everybody else has a protocol. Like, literally, a player with the Clippers on bereavement goes to a strip club, and the NBA knows what to do. Knows exactly what to do. It's like they've planned for every possible scenario. Okay, Lou Williams, you're going to have to sit out. You're going to quarantine. This is how long you have to do it. This is the test. They got that locked down. Like, bang, they knew it. Like, oh, of course, somebody went to Magic City and had some wings. We have that right here on page 14 of our manual. If Lou Williams happens to go to a strip club and he potentially exposes himself, we know just what to do. Major League Baseball had no protocol for multiple player outbreak. What do we do? So they just played the damn game. Something about that not right. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. GoldenOakLending.com. That's where you can go if you want to take advantage of their free mortgage checkup. Essentially, Golden Oak Lending will take a look at your existing mortgage, your interest rate, your payment, your equity that you have. That's your equity, by the way. If you want to take some cash out, you want to lower your monthly payment, you want to shorten the term of your loan, Golden Oak Lending can help you like they've helped so many other people. Their secure portal at GoldenOakLending.com can help you. And by the way, they do not ask you for a credit card or charge you for an appraisal until they know that they are going to close your loan. And how does going a month or two without a mortgage payment sound to you? That's what can happen at GoldenOakLending.com. Take advantage of that. Portland office standing by, or use their secure portal, Golden Oak Lending. All right. David's in Sherwood. I understand he wants to talk about the In-N-Out burger that potentially is going into Tualatin. He also wants to talk some baseball. I'm interested in both of these things. David, thank you for bringing this up.
You're welcome, John. Hi, and to
What's
your
up?
Crew also.
Yeah.
So it's with some excitement for me that In-N-Out is getting close to us, you too. But also what stood out to me is that they're additional sites that they are considering were in Beaverton, Hillsboro, Clackamas, Happy Valley, etc. None in Multnomah County, much less Portland. Mm. So I immediately think of the corporate world and baseball. And at this point in time, would the major investors in the Portland Baseball Project, much less, again, Major League Baseball, want to come into this environment and be susceptible to the tribes of children that can take down corporate empires quite easily?
Are you talking about the protesters, the protests that are going down or downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of businesses that don't. First of all, let's start with Multnomah County. This is not a political show, but I'm going to say this. I have talked to numerous business owners who just say it's not worth the trouble to do business. Of course, they're all afraid that they're going to get inspected, and you know. But I have talked to numerous business owners who say Multnomah County is extremely difficult to deal with. I think that above and beyond is something that goes on. I think the state of Oregon's tough. I've seen a lot of businesses leave Oregon. A lot of businesses jump across the river to Vancouver, Washington to set up their headquarters and just say, it's not worth the trouble. State of Oregon's a pain in the butt. So I think that, of course, is a factor no matter what's going on. I do believe no matter where you stand on people protesting and the political environment that goes on downtown, I have not been downtown. It seems foreign to me. People talk about 50 or 60 days of straight protesting and damage, and it's a foreign concept to me because I haven't seen any of it. I haven't lived in it. Nobody that I'm really talking to is telling me to see it. Even the people who live downtown, like Alabama Adriana, are telling me, it's not really part of their experience. I do think the perception from outsiders counts, though, and I hear from a lot of people outside the area, and I think you have, too, if you live here, who are asking you, what's going on? What's going on in Portland? What's going on in that city of yours? What's going on downtown? Where's the mayor? Where's the governor? All of that is going on. None of that is helpful for bringing a Major League Baseball team to Portland. Although I think bringing a Major League Baseball team to Portland right now is back burner, given the problems that Major League Baseball has going on. I don't think Rob Manfred's sitting around today while he's facing a horrific beatdown when it comes to the perception that he has not been leading on this coronavirus 60-game season that Major League Baseball is trying. And the Marlins are looking at 13 players, and the Phillies are potentially like crossing their fingers, hoping they don't have like a spike of outbreaks. Major League Baseball, it's about the money. Like everybody else, it's about the money. But Major League Baseball, it's getting real for them right now. I doubt Rob Manfred is sitting somewhere going, you know what? Portland? We should entertain that expansion discussion right now. I don't think that's anywhere near top of mind. I also think, I wouldn't look too much into In-N-Out Burger going to the burbs. My understanding or my perception of In-N-Out Burger is that its primary customer base is probably in the suburbs. I could be wrong. Like, somebody could say, no, man. Like, best locations are, like, in urban areas that are highly congested, high footprint, high real estate costs. That's where In-N-Out is winning. I kind of feel like In-N-Out is winning off the freeway exit in your local suburb across California. That's my perception there. It's also cheaper to do business in the burbs. But yeah, I mean, you know, I want everyone to feel good and get along. I mean, is that so hard? I mean, it's tough, I think, to try to rope together In-N-Out Burger protests, leadership, and all that. I think we're stretching, we're reaching. But yeah, if you want to ask me about Major League Baseball to Portland, I don't think the perception's good. I don't think the timing's right. I think that we may look back and go, this whole Major League Baseball to Portland thing just kind of got pushed to the background of everything else that's going on in the country and a pandemic. And I think that could be...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.